Lesson 15, Staying in Touch. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avtalion Omer. Avtalion says, Chachamim, hizaharu v'divrehem. Wise ones, sages, be cautious with your words. Shemata chuvuchovat galut, for you may incur the penalty of exile. V'tiglu limakom mayim araim, and be banished to a place of evil waters. V'yishtu ha-talmidim ha-bayim achoreichem v'yamutu. And the disciples that follow after you there may drink and die. V'nimtza shem shamayim itchalel. And, consequently, the heavenly name will be desecrated. This Mishnah begins as a caution to the Chachamim. Chachamim comes from Chochmah, meaning wisdom. Chachamim literally means wise ones, referring to the rabbis, the sage scholars of that time. It's telling them to be careful with their words, or they might incur the penalty of exile. But why would someone who's careless with their words be exiled? The background for this is that in Torah law, someone who inadvertently causes a death was punished by exile. So to say that a sage who is careless with his words is also punished with exile is drawing an analogy between physical death and the spiritual death that might come from getting bad spiritual advice. So to say that a sage who is careless with words is also punished with exile is drawing an analogy between physical death and the spiritual death that might come from getting bad spiritual advice. If a teacher, sage, rabbi says things that accidentally lead people to harm themselves in a spiritual way, it's saying that that crime is similar to inadvertent murder. Then it says they'll be banished to a place of mayim haraim, evil waters. In many places, water is a metaphor for wisdom and Torah. So evil waters means harmful speech, particularly harmful spiritual teachings. On the surface, this is a strong instruction to teachers to be careful that their words aren't misunderstood. But I know, and maybe you do too, that communication is one of the most slippery and difficult things. The truth is, much of the time it doesn't matter how precise your words are, because people will hear what you say with their own biases and conditioning. So if it's not really possible to be totally clear with your words, because you can't control how people will hear you, what hope is there for communication? The hope for communication is staying in communication. As soon as your words are separate from you, others can take your words and interpret them however they want. But if your words stay connected to you, meaning you stay connected to the people you're talking to, there can be dialogue. Communication can be clarified again and again, until good mutual understanding is reached. Few conflicts are as pointless and frustrating as arguing about what someone said or what someone really meant. Instead, why not clarify what you're saying in the present and what you mean now? As Archie Bunker put it, "Don't listen to what I said, listen to what I say." On this level, this Mishnah is a call to everyone to stay in good communication and connection with those you're in relationship with. And when communication is lacking, don't build up stories in your head about what the other person means. Even if you were totally correct in your assessment of someone else's intention and meaning about what they said in the past, it's still in the past. They might not be the same person today that they were yesterday, and you won't know it unless you communicate. Let's learn a chant from the first few words of the Mishnah, Chachamim hizaharu v'divrehem. Sages, be cautious with your words. The kavanah is to become aware of the power of communication and to internalize the wisdom and willingness to communicate clearly and to listen clearly without believing too much in the stories about others that arise in your mind. The first word, which means sages or wise ones, is chachamim. Say chachamim. The next word is hizaharu, which means be cautious. Say hizaharu. The last word is v'divrechem, which means with your words. V is with, divrechem, your words. Say v'divrechem. And we'll chant like this. Chachamim hizaharu v'divrechem. Chachamim hizaharu v'divrechem. Let's try it together. Chachamim hizaharu v'divrechem. Chachamim hizaharu v'divrechem. Now let's add some movement. With chachamim, sages, lift your hands above your head, aware of wisdom that's above your thinking mind. With hizaharu, be cautious, bring your hands together in prayer pose, palms together in front of your forehead, with the intention of watching your words. When you say v'divrechem, with your words, keep your hands in prayer pose and bring them down to your lips, aware of the power of speech. Let's try that one time all together. So hands above your head, palms up, aware of the wisdom that is above the mind. Chachamim, and saying chachamim, and hands down in prayer pose in front of your forehead. Hizaharu, let's sing that. Hizaharu, and bring your hands in prayer pose in front of your lips. V'divrechem, let's sing. V'divrechem. So now let's take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart and chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, bringing your awareness down into your belly and then expanding outward to fill your whole body, chanting Na'ase, we will do. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting V'nishma, we will hear. V'nishma. And kiss your fingers and relax your arm. And we'll begin to chant, sages, be cautious with your words. With chachamim, bringing your hands above your head. With hizaharu, hands in prayer pose to the forehead. V'divrechem, bringing your hands in prayer pose down to your lips. And let's sing. Chachamim hizaharu V'divreichem Chachamim hizaru 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 V'divreichem And relax your arms. Atahu, 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 Atahu. And take a nice breath, moving out of stillness, moving your body back into activity with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart and chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to fill your whole body. Na'ase. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. Venishma. And as you move back into your life, try bringing yourself back again and again to this kavana of communicating clearly and consciously with those you're in relationship with. Not too little and not too much, but according to the dance and rhythm of the relationship. And now gratitude for the lineage and the teaching. Ah Yisrael ve'al Rabbanan v'atamidehon v'atamideh tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al koman de'askin boraita divatradein v'divechol atar v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehi lechon lechon shlama rabba chin vechista rachamin vechayin arichin umezone reviche uferkana min kadam vahondi vishamaye vara. May they in you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru, Amen.